Because it doesn't just feel like, oh, I can't move.
Right.
It feels like there is actually something holding me down.
Yeah, don't like that. I mean, I remember his long fingers, super long fingers, and he just kind of had them like together, kind of like this weird moving.
Hey, Misfits. I'm your host, Melinda. Thank you for joining Mystery Loves Company. Now hold on to your butts as we go on another mysterious adventure. Let's see what today has in store for us. Hey guys. So we have Miss Shani here again.
Hi.
And today we are going to talk about sleep paralysis.
It's awful.
Horrible.
Yep.
If any of you suffer from sleep paralysis and you have any stories that you want to tell, please let me know. You can email me at mystery.loves.company.pod@gmail.com. So we're going to dive in. So I have very different sleep paralysis experiences than Miss Chantel does. Mine terrify me, obviously. Mm-hmm. I don't know anybody that's not terrified by sleep paralysis.
Terrifying.
And like when I get mine, it's as if somebody is laying or sitting on top of me, not letting me move. Mm. Like I can't move and I can't scream. Like my scream comes out like, but I never see something, but I can feel it so strongly on top of me. It's almost as if I can see it and I know what it looks like, but I can't
see
actually
it.
See
That's
it.
That's interesting that you feel it though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it doesn't just feel like, oh, I can't move.
Right.
It feels like there is actually something holding me down.
Yeah, don't like that.
And like I will try with all my might to like move my pinky so that I can scratch my husband to try and wake him up. Like I want to inflict pain on him so that he'll wake up.
Yeah.
And I can't ever get to him. Mm-hmm. I can't scream his name. And it happened so often. It was such a regular basis that this was going on that I actually got to the point where I didn't want to go to sleep because I just knew it was going to happen again. Yeah. And I just knew that it was something holding me down and I didn't know why. Mm-hmm. And so that's the type of sleep paralysis that I struggle with. Chantel's is very, very different than mine. So let us know what you got.
Yeah, mine is just same thing, can't move. But, you know, it's interesting because I can feel when I'm going into it, unless I'm already asleep and I'm trying to wake up. But mine, same thing, I can't move. I know I'm in it. And I'm physically aware of what's going on, so I can open my eyes and I see everything in my room. I can hear everything that's going on, but there's nothing I can do when I see scary things. Such scary things.
Like what?
So I have a couple examples that still just like terrify me. So the first time I had sleep paralysis was in high school. I think I was like 15 or so. I think my sister actually had had it first, and they did a couple sleep studies on her because my mom could not figure out what was going on with her.
Why she was becoming paralyzed.
Yes, and she couldn't explain it, but she just kept having these awful things happen. So I believe they did a sleep study on her, and they're like, oh, you know, this is what it is. It's common. So I had it, and I remember exactly. It was like Halloween time, and do you remember that show, The Scariest Places in the World or whatever?
Oh yes, absolutely.
It's not on anymore. I used to love that show. So I remember I was laying in bed, my mom was making dinner, and I was watching the show, and I was starting to doze off and I could feel myself going into it. Sometimes, very rare, I can pull myself out of it, but it's so rare that I can get out of it. Mm-hmm. So I felt myself go into it and I was like, oh shit, I can't get out of this. So I knew. So what's interesting though is I was still watching the TV and I was still seeing what was going on with the episode. And I just kept closing my eyes and, you know, you try, like you said, you try to move, you try everything, you try to scream, you just can't. And so in my parents' house, so we had Jack and Jill bedrooms and then a bathroom next to my room. And I remember I was laying straight, staring at my TV, and all of a sudden at the corner of my eye, because I couldn't move my head, but I could see like cloaked figures coming in my room.
Ew.
From the bathroom. And so I kept saying, this isn't real. But I was confused because I'd never really experienced this. And we had really scary stuff in our house growing up, mm-hmm. like very weird things, saw things, my sister and I. So I was like, are you kidding me? This is a ghost. Like, what is this? My sister was gone, so it was just me. And these figures came in my room and they surrounded my bed. And I remember they were holding knives, like butcher knives. And they were chanting in another language. And I just remember I was like, what is this? Like, it was so... I can't even explain how...
You're making me sweat.
I know, right?
I'm sweating.
It was so terrifying. And what's weird is I kept staring at the TV and I kept hearing the TV, so I knew the episode was continuing. So I'm like, this is not a dream. But these figures were surrounding my bed with these knives staring at me chanting. And I could smell dinner being made, so I could still smell that, like, aroma. It was weird. I could hear my mom and dad talking. And I'm like, just wake me up. Anyways, they didn't physically touch me. I just remember they were so close to me, getting close to me, and I was so, so terrified. And eventually I just woke up and I just sat up and I was like, oh my gosh. But the show was still continuing. And that was what was weird, is it didn't stop. It wasn't, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It was still there. And so I believe I told my mom, I don't know, my mom and dad always thought we were like, had these crazy minds because we were always like, oh my gosh, we saw a ghost and stuff. So
active imaginations.
Oh, always. And so I don't know if I like told her or I was just like, okay, that was weird. You know, you kind of blow it off. You're a teenager. You have more important things to worry about than killer ghosts. So anyway, so that was the first time. And I think I told my sister, she's like, oh yeah. Like, and hers was like yours. Something would physically come in her room and hold her down to where she couldn't breathe. And she thought she was going to die.
Yeah. Yeah. You feel like you're suffocating.
Yeah. And I remember she was always so scared. So I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay. So it was a couple months later. And this one was probably the scariest. Well, one of the scariest when I was young. It didn't happen like all the time when I was young, but it happened enough. So I was laying downstairs in my house, same house, back living room. And I dozed off. It was during the middle of the day. My mom and sister were shopping, so I knew they were gone. And I remember I was facing, like, you know, the couch is here. You're facing out, so you can see out of the living room. And I could hear the door. And I thought, oh, my mom's home. My mom and sister are home. And so I heard the door open shut, and I could hear them talking. And I'm like, oh, sweet, they're home. And then I went to sit up, and I couldn't sit up. And I'm like, oh, are you kidding me? And I thought, oh, this is great. They're home. They can come wake me up. So I waited, and I kept hearing them talk. And my eyes were wide open, and I was staring where they would come in the room. And I'm like, come on, hurry up. And I remember my dog was pacing around the room. And he was, like, looking at me. And I'm thinking, just touch me, just smell me, or just, like, do something to wake me
yeah.
up. And he wouldn't. And he was looking at me like, you are so weird. It was so annoying, right? So anyways, I saw my mom, and she walked in the living room. And she's standing at the entryway, and she's staring at me and not moving. And I'm like, what is she doing? And I was thinking, maybe she thinks I'm asleep or something. And so she started walking towards me, but like a contorted walk.
Ew. Ew.
Yeah. And I was thinking, oh my God, what is wrong with my mom? And so I just kept, you shut your eyes, you try everything. And I was so terrified. And she kept walking slow to me across the room. And she got down probably like an inch from me, and she kneeled on her knees. And her face was right here. I could almost feel her breathing on me. And I remember thinking, what the hell are you doing? And she kept turning her head and staring at me. And I could not move. And it was so terrifying because I'd close my eyes and I'd open them and she was right here.
No.
And she was not blinking. She was staring. And I kept doing it over and over. And I'm thinking, go away, go away, go away. And I remember I was crying. Like, I could physically feel my tears because I was so terrified.
Oh my God.
And eventually I was able to wake up, and I remember I just sat up and I look around and nothing's there, and I'm like, oh my God. And then a couple minutes later I heard him come in with their bags, talking like normal. And I was so scared. Like, I was so terrified. So I started researching it. I found out so many things about it. Napping, I can't nap. That's a lot of times how you're triggered by it, right?
Okay.
That's why I do not nap. I have not napped since that moment. I've not taken a nap. I don't. I won't, because if I start to doze off any day or time, I go into it. And I think my mind is so active. Like, I have a hard time sleeping anyways. Like, my OCD is on full force all the time. It never shuts off. So I think it's just that disconnection with your mind wanting to sleep, but your body, you know what I mean? It's like, and it's weird because it's during the REM sleep cycle. But I'm like, I don't even feel like I've fallen asleep to get to REM. I feel like I'm wide awake when this happens. So it's really weird. But one more story, just because this happened when I was on night shift. So when I graduated, I started working nights. And I knew it was going to be bad because I was like, oh my God, I'm a bad sleeper during the day. I wasn't sleeping. I was exhausted. I hated it. I hate sleeping during the day. And that's when my sleep paralysis triggered severe. I was having this almost every single day that I worked. And I was like, I can't do this. But the one, this is when I moved out. I was married, living in my house. I was in my room. And it was like noon. So I'd only been asleep for like 3 hours. I'd go to sleep at like 9. And then I'd get up at like 3. So it was like noon. And I'd always wake up. Woke up. I think I like checked my phone or something, laid down and go back to sleep. And I could feel it. And I had the TV on just because I couldn't sleep. Scary show. I shouldn't have watched that scary show, but I did. And it was probably didn't help. But anyways, I started to go back into the paralysis. And I remember right when it hit and I looked up and I saw a man standing in the corner of my room. And it was dark. And it was, I believe, the Hat Man, which you've talked about.
Yeah.
My version of the Hat Man, he was tall, very tall, lanky, skinny, freakishly tall, like 7-8 feet tall.
Yeah.
And he had a hat on, just like one of the brims, like the, what are those?
So would you call it a top hat?
Yes.
Or a top hat?
Yeah.
Okay, like an Abe Lincoln hat.
Yes. Okay. And it was hard to tell just because it was so dark, but that's like the outline I could see. And he was just staring at me from the corner. And I'm like, are you shitting me right now? There is a man in my room. And I was so terrified. And I remember I'm looking around as far as I could see. And every time I went back, he's staring at me. And I remember his long fingers, super long fingers. And he just kind of had them like together, kind of like this weird moving, like they were moving together. And he stayed in that corner, and every time I looked back, he was in my room. And it was just so eerie. He didn't move. He didn't come towards me, but he was in the corner staring at me. And I would try everything I could to wake up, same thing. And I woke up, and he'd be gone. Every day in this house that I went to sleep paralysis, he was there. The same guy, the same corner, every time. So I didn't want to sleep.
Wow.
I was like, I cannot do this. And so it was terrifying. And I would even be in it, like you said, like some days, well, I would flip-flop back to nights and I'd still see him at nighttime. And so it was always a thing. And I'd always try to wake my husband up and I couldn't, and he was always there, the stupid Hat Man in that house. Since I moved, I haven't seen him, but it was in that house.
Interesting. So since you've moved into this house, Have you had sleep paralysis in this house?
I have. Yes, I have. Twice. I've been off night shift. Once I got off nights, it was just like, it was so much better. Things kind of resolved. Still don't nap, obviously. But yeah, I've had it. I haven't seen anything scary the two times I had it in this house. Like, I had eerie feelings, but I never physically saw anything.
Mm-hmm.
But also the last few times I've had it, I was kind of like laying faced up at the ceiling, and I couldn't really see around the room, and I don't know if that helped. But I haven't experienced anything in this sense.
Interesting. Yeah, it's super interesting. So a couple things I want to touch on. So in researching sleep paralysis, so many people see the Hat Man.
Yep.
And some people say that, like, they all say he's really tall and slender. But some people say he has legs. Some people say he doesn't have any legs.
Interesting.
Do you remember if he had legs or no legs?
You know, it's weird. I can't pinpoint that. Because I remember just looking at him and it was so dark. I don't remember if I saw if I saw legs or not.
So was there like a face, or you just saw the hands and like the silhouette of a man? It was
kind of like, so it's pretty dark in there. So it was kind of the outline silhouette, but I could kind of make out the features in his face, like his dark eyes, his big nose, kind of a pointy nose, the hat. And it just, it was almost like he had like one of those tailored coats on.
Yeah.
Like the long with the tail.
Yeah.
It seemed like he had one of those on because I could see buttons, but it was open. So that with a hat.
Scary.
Mm-hmm.
Terrifying.
It was scary.
Yeah.
Granted, he didn't move. He didn't try to get me like the other freaking people did. But he was like, I knew it was scary. I knew it was wrong. Like, mm-hmm. I was so terrified of this guy. To the point when I would sleep, I would hide under my covers. Or I would put I started sleeping with a sleep mask. Because then if I went into it, I couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to see it, you know?
Right.
So I would do things to try to prevent that. So the sleep mask.
I remember when you started wearing a sleep mask.
I did.
That's why.
That's why. Because I was like, I can't do this. It was so. And I knew when I go into it, there's probably someone in that corner, but I can't see it. So that's okay.
You can feel it. Can feel it there.
And I could sense it. And I knew. But I couldn't.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Interesting.
Yeah.
So when I was looking into this, I saw there's mainly three different types of sleep paralysis. Not different types, like they're all pretty much the same, but three different things that people experience. Mm-hmm. And we've touched on all three of them here.
Okay.
One of them is somebody holding you down.
Mm-hmm.
It feels as if you're being held down.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is the Hat Man.
Mm.
And
so crazy.
And one of them is you can see people moving around your house or walking in or whatever. Like, you can see different people doing different things or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you've experienced two of those.
Yeah.
And so I'm one thing I can't wrap my head around is, so medically, they classify sleep paralysis as your body is still in REM sleep, but your mind is awake.
Yep.
And so that's why you can see.
Yep.
Like, you can open your eyes, so you can see, and you know, like, you're fully conscious, fully there.
But your
you
dreams,
just can't move.
And your dreams are still continuing, is what they say.
Well,
but I'm like, who has nightmares all the time? It's the same thing, right?
Right.
It's weird.
And so that kind of segues into, if it's like a medical issue, like, and medically explain it, why does everybody experience the same things?
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. I know the nightmares, I could see that, but to have, like, and specific things, like, I saw my mom.
Yeah.
Like, that's weird, right? And I mean, it's just like, why do you see things that everyone else sees? The Hat Man.
Exactly.
It makes no sense to me.
And especially because, like, before you even start researching, before you even really know what's going on, these things are happening to you. So you don't have anything suggestive to tell you, oh, this is where you see the Hat Man. Oh, this is where it feels like somebody is holding you down. Oh, this is where you're going to feel like you're suffocating. Like, you don't have anything to trigger those thoughts.
Right.
And so, but yet everybody still experiences the same thing.
It's interesting too, when I did a ton of research on it, is that it's sleep paralysis is minutes. Are you aware of that? Minutes.
Minutes.
Literally not even.
Seems less, way
it's
longer.
Like less than 5 minutes. It seems forever.
Yeah.
Forever. I mean, you lay there and it feels like 12 hours.
Yeah.
You are terrified. But it's literally minutes to seconds.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It's so crazy to me that. And I've done also extensive research on how to get out of sleep paralysis, which has worked.
Okay.
So the last time I had it, I know it sounds weird, but they say focus on something. You can move your tongue most of the time, which is weird.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever even tried to move.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess I'm trying to scream for my husband.
Yeah, usually
and it comes out in a weird way.
Yeah, like, you can't open, you can't move your hands, whatever. But they say you can move your tongue. So they say try to touch each of your teeth with your tongue and count them. So you do that, and you try to do each tooth, and usually it will pop you out. And the last time I went into it, I did do that, and it worked. I don't know if it'd work every time, but maybe I was just so focused on it, but I was able to get out of it.
And so just, like, really hyper-focus on
one thing
moving.
Because everyone tries to move their body, right?
Well, right.
You can't.
No.
And so if you do something small and focus on it, then sometimes you can, because it kind of wakes you up.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Huh. I'm going to try that next time.
Yeah.
Which also brings me to, which hopefully there's not a next time.
I know.
Because I've actually gone a little while now mm-hmm. without sleep paralysis, and I'm super thankful for it.
Yeah.
But I started looking into why people get sleep paralysis. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest things is insomnia.
Yeah.
Which I used to suffer from. Mm-hmm. Bad, bad, bad.
Yeah.
And that's when my sleep paralysis was happening all the time.
Yeah. Which makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You suffer mm-hmm. from insomnia.
Yeah. Severe.
Which would make sense for you.
Which triggers it as well. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And other people that I know that get sleep paralysis, they also suffer from insomnia. And so that I was just like, oh, I had no idea. Also, mm-hmm. certain things, I think there was like certain foods can trigger it. Mm-hmm. But that, gosh, you can go into that rabbit hole because yeah. certain foods can trigger so many different things.
Caffeine. That is a huge,
yep.
if you have caffeine a certain number of hours before bed and you have sleep paralysis, you are bound to get it.
Yes, yeah. absolutely.
Same thing. Like caffeine. You said, though, your body's so tired, but you're awake. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like that disconnection and anything that you're doing to change that.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And number one, stress.
Yeah.
Stress will trigger.
Yeah.
Sleep paralysis mm-hmm. because, well, I mean, it all coincides together.
Yeah.
If you're stressed out, you're not really sleeping very well,
sure.
which then goes into insomnia,
yep.
which then goes into sleep paralysis.
Yeah. 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 It's just really bad sleep stuff. And those that can just zonk out and sleep and not have any issues,
I'm jealous.
Like, I just want to wake you up.
Right.
And bug you when I'm awake, right? I don't,
right.
it's crazy to me. I don't know. Great for them, but.
My husband,
mm-hmm.
like every once in a while, depending on his stress level, because sometimes he doesn't sleep well, but I will
yeah.
say 99% of the time,
mm-hmm.
I'm super jealous. We'll lay down, we'll turn on the TV, and we'll try yeah. and turn on something boring so that we can just fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. within 3 to 5 minutes, this man's snoring in my ear, and mm-hmm. I'm just like,
yeah,
motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, seriously?
And I'm pissed and jealous.
That's when you, like, turn over really hard. All night.
Oh, no. I roll him. I'm like, you're snoring.
Okay.
I roll
Get
him over.
Here. Oh, my husband's the same. Less than 30 seconds. It's like, I'll be in the middle of a sentence. And all of a sudden, I'm like, are you snoring?
Yeah.
He's like, what? No. I'm like, oh, my God. And then, of course, I watch TV till 3 a.m. and he'll wake up and he'll be like, you're still awake? I'm like, mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't sleep.
Well, and that's why I tell my husband we have to turn on something boring. Because if we turn on something interesting,
yeah,
I will watch it until it is over.
Yeah,
and
yeah, I'm the same, and it's off. It's me time.
Yeah, and if it's a good show, I will binge watch it
yeah.
all night long, even
yeah.
if I got to be up at 5 o'clock in the morning to
That's
go to work.
That's what I did last night. It was great.
I didn't last night.
And the night before.
I slept really well last night.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm really bad about that. But yeah, so the all the things, and napping.
Napping.
People
I
think
didn't
I'm so
realize
weird.
That.
I will never take a nap. You cannot force me to take a nap or pay me enough to take a nap. That's why I do not. I don't care how tired I am. I will stay awake no matter what. Because I every single time, doesn't matter where I am, I will fall into it.
Wow, that's insane.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
Yep.
I wonder
that's
if
really
it's
bad.
Just because you fall into such a deep sleep so fast or
so.
Something.
I think because I think I don't want a nap because, you know me, I'm like, I shouldn't be napping. I have so much to clean.
I have
do?
To go scrub this baseboard.
Oh, my God. My baseboards are so dirty. So I'm, like, losing my mind here. Like, oh, I shouldn't be laying down. So I think that disconnect just immediately.
Yeah.
So
that's crazy.
Terrible.
Well, if any of you have sleep paralysis stories that you want to discuss or anything that has happened differently than what we have discussed
yeah.
here, please let us know. Super, super interested in it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's an exciting topic. It's a scary topic. It's a sucky topic,
mm-hmm.
but it's exciting.
Yeah, I want to see the differences that people have.
Yeah.
See what they see.
Absolutely.
But there's so many things.
And if you have other ways to get out of it,
yes,
please let us
awesome.
Know because we would love to educate.
Or
and
anything. Meds.
Meds.
Anything I can use to get out of this, you know?
Yeah.
Get some sleep.
Yeah. Just let us know.
Tips. Yeah.
All right. Well, that'll do it for today. So thanks, guys, for listening. After all, mystery loves company.
See
Bye,
later.
Guys. Thanks for joining, Misfits. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. After
After all, mystery loves company.